Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready to dive into some more fascinating corners of the commercial real estate world?
Always game for a deep dive. What are we digging into today?
Well, I stumbled upon this company, EBG Commercial Management, based right in the heart of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And something about them really piqued my interest.
Oh, what's that?
They're not just in the business of managing properties. They're actually commercial property owners themselves. Got me thinking, you know, does that give them an edge? Does it change their whole approach?
Intriguing. So we're talking about people who walk the walk, not just talk the talk. That insider perspective could be invaluable.
Exactly. And we've got a ton to unpack: their main website, dedicated service pages, even articles they've written specifically for property owners. Oh. Like a little treasure chest of insights.
All right, let's crack it open. Where do we even start?
Well, they've been in the game for over 15 years. That's a lot of experience, right? But one thing on their website, it kind of jumped out at me. They actually build websites for their tenants.
Really? That's not something you see every day. Most management companies, they're focused on the bricks and mortar, not so much the digital space.
Right. I thought the same thing. It speaks volumes, don't you think? Shows they're thinking beyond the basics. But let's back up for a sec, just in case anyone listening is new to the world of commercial property management. What are we talking about when we say space leasing? It's got to be more than just putting up a for rent sign, right?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. It's a whole strategy. You got to think about maximizing the property's visibility. EBG, they talk about targeted online marketing, reaching millions of potential tenants, but it doesn't stop there. They're very serious about their tenant screening too. Thorough background checks, the whole nine yards. It's about protecting your investment, not just filling spaces.
Makes sense. You don't want just anyone signing that lease. Speaking of protecting your investment, let's talk about property maintenance.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone wants a well-maintained property, but what sets EBG's approach apart?
Well, they have this motto, do it right, do it once. Sounds simple, but it speaks to their proactive approach. Regular maintenance, timely repairs. It's not just about keeping tenants happy, it's about preserving the value of that asset.
Yeah, deferred maintenance can come back to bite you big time. So they're playing the long game. Okay, another crucial aspect, invoicing and rent collection. What stood out to you about their system?
Streamlined and transparent. They know that on-time rent collection, well, that's the lifeblood of any successful property investment. They've clearly put systems in place to make sure that income stream flows smoothly.
Music to any owner's ears. Now, transparency seems to be a recurring theme here. They talk a lot about detailed financial reporting. Mm-hmm. But how does that actually translate into tangible benefits for their clients?
It's all about empowering the owners, giving them the information they need to make informed decisions. Think detailed breakdowns of income, expenses, variance analysis, the whole picture.
So it's not just here's what we did, it's here's why it matters to your bottom line.
Exactly. And that kind of transparency, it builds trust,
yeah,
which is essential in any owner-manager relationship.
And speaking of informed decisions, let's talk about their approach to special projects.
Right.
They seem to go beyond just, you know, fixing what's broken.
Right. They're not just putting out fires. They're looking for ways to add value. They even have a term for it, value-based decision making.
Okay. I like the sound of that. But what does it actually mean in practice?
So it means that every project, big or small, they're analyzing it through the lens of ROI. Return on investment, asking how will this impact the property's NOI?
NOI, right. For those of us who aren't, you know, commercial real estate moguls, can you break down what NOI is and why it matters so much?
Sure. NOI, net operating income, it's basically the profit your property generates. You take your revenue, subtract your operating expenses, and boom, that's your NOI. It's a key indicator of your property's profitability.
So when EBG focuses on enhancing NOI,
yeah,
they're really focused on putting more money in the owner's pocket.
Exactly. And that's what I mean about them being owners themselves, right? They get it. They're not just managing properties. They're thinking like investors.
Which brings us back to that thing I mentioned earlier, the whole website thing. Building websites for their tenants. It still strikes me as, I don't know, kind of above and beyond. What's the strategy there?
It's actually a pretty smart move when you think about it. In this day and age, your online presence, it's everything. A website, it's often the first impression, you know? By helping their tenants build those strong online presences, EBG is helping them attract more customers, more business.
And a thriving business means a more desirable tenant,
yeah,
right? Which ultimately benefits the property owner.
Exactly. It's win-win, happier tenants, a more valuable property, everybody wins.
Okay, I'm convinced. But I gotta ask, we've been singing their praises this whole time. What about the potential downsides of them being both owners and managers? Could that owner-first mentality ever backfire?
It's a fair question. Anytime you have that dual role, there's always the potential for a conflict of interest. Transparency is key, right? Open communication. They need to make sure that their clients, the property owners, feel confident that they're always putting their best interests first.
So it's about finding that balance. Because a successful property, it needs both, right? Satisfied owners, Andy, happy tenants.
Absolutely. You can't have one without the other. Now, EBG, they're clearly experts in the Dallas-Fort Worth market. But I'm curious, how do you think their approach, their services, how would they need to adapt if they were managing properties in, say, New York City or San Francisco?
Well, you know, the fundamentals of property management, those are pretty universal, right?
Yeah.
But each market, it has its own personality. You know what I mean? Its own rhythm.
So what flies in Dallas might flop in New York. Exactly. Take EBG's focus on the owner's perspective, right? Their emphasis on NOI, keeping those tenants happy. Those are all solid principles, no matter where you go. But the way you put those principles into action, that might need to change. The marketing strategies, the actual services you offer, even just like the tone of your communication, it all needs to resonate with the local vibe.
It's like you wouldn't wear a cowboy hat to a Broadway show, right?
Exactly. You got to know your audience. And that ability to adapt, that's what separates the pros from the amateurs.
Makes sense. Well, it sounds like EBG Commercial Management, they're definitely bringing their A-game to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. If you're out there listening, you know, feeling a little lost in the world of commercial real estate, these guys, they might be worth a call.
Absolutely. It's never a bad idea to have a conversation, see if it's a good fit.
Exactly. And the best part is they offer a free discovery meeting. No pressure, just a chance to connect, ask questions, see if they're on the same page. All their contact info, it's right there on their website.
Go check them out. Finding the right management company, it's like finding a business partner, you know? It's got to be a good match.
Couldn't agree more. Well, folks, that just about wraps up our deep dive into the world of EBG Commercial Management. Hope you found it insightful. Until next time, keep those brains buzzing and remember, knowledge is power, especially in the real estate game.